I think we should start talking about the bees, though. The bees are symptomatic of something that's much, much more serious, even though without bees, we stand to lose billions and billions of dollars in agriculture and pollination problems because of pollination problems. But it's still, it's just the tip of an iceberg I'd like to talk about.
All right, let's talk bees. Everybody wants to know about the bees. Since the colony collapse stories began, Ed, have you done any additional remote viewing, or are you just simply able to fill us in based on what you knew prior?
No, I've turned it into a project and completed the project, so I'll give you the full result this evening.
Lay it on us.
Okay. One of the hypotheses that has been put forward about what may be happening to the bees and what in the colonies when they're opened back up and the bees are dead is that they're malnourished. That is, in fact, correct. The bees have starved to death. And the reason they're starving to death is the following. I'll try not to get too technical here, okay?
Sure.
All right. About one-third of the bee's vision is in the ultraviolet. The other, the color part of the vision and the rest of the vision discerns form and motion. They can see other bees and it can determine whether something is a tree or an animal or whatever. But one third of the cells in the bee's complex eyes are dedicated to the ultraviolet spectrum. Two-thirds of those cells are devoted to finding flowers and to getting to the center of the flower where the nectar is. The other one-third of the UV receptors are for navigation when the sun is not visible in the sky. So that they use the polarized ultraviolet light that comes through the clouds to navigate.
Right.
So a full one-third of the vision of the bee is dedicated to UV. The bees are getting a double whammy. I'll tell you about the first one first. The first one first is that the UV levels, the ultraviolet levels, because of ozone depletion,
right,
are so heavy worldwide that the bees are being blinded and they cannot find flowers. And when they do land on a flower, because they detected it using olfactory mechanisms, their antennae can smell fragrances and things like that, they still have to see the center of the flower using UV reflection. So they waste time. It's difficult to find the flower, and it's difficult to navigate because they're blinded in the UV range. So if they're lucky enough to find the flower, then they have to find the nectar, which requires UV vision. Okay?
Sure.
And they're blind, and bees don't have sunglasses, and they're in the sun all day long. So they have a problem navigating to the flower and a problem finding flowers and a problem finding the nectar in the flower. That's one of the dams. The other one is this. The heavy ultraviolet radiation as a result of this metastasis that's happening in the ozone layer is degrading the quality of pollen in all flowers. Degrading the quality of pollen, and the pollen is where the bees get their protein, so they can overwinter in the hives. So when the hives are opened back up, what you're finding is dead bees because they starved to death. One, they've expended so much energy for so little nectar, and because they don't have enough protein to make it through the winter, all because of these increased levels of ultraviolet radiation, which are causing many, many other problems, not just with bees.